The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good evening. Welcome to Happy Hour. I know. Don't you love the name? I know. I get a kick out of it every time I say it too. Happy Hour, Happy Hour. Say it many times. Bring your own happiness. So how many of you are here for the first time at Happy Hour? You're new to... Great! Sweet! Yay! Welcome to Happy Hour. This is great. Second time? That's great. This is great. So, you are welcome whether you're here for the first time, second time, third time, you return your 10th time, 100th time. You've been doing this for over a year now. Hasn't been 100 times yet. But basically, this period of practice is dedicated to practicing qualities of the heart, kindness, compassion, joy, different themes every time. And whatever you need to know will be shared with you. So no previous experience is necessary at all. Come as you are. Whatever you need will be shared with you. And the bulk of the time we spend together is going to be a guided meditation that I will guide you through. And afterwards, there will be an interactive practice period. So first a silent, for you silent, me, I will be talking, giving guidance, practice period. And then there will be an interactive practice period also in the context of these practices of the heart, metta, loving kindness, compassion, whatever it might be. There will be some time for Q&A at the end, and an hour will go pretty quickly. So another thing to say about the practice of the practice that I'll be leading you through, it might be that I will be saying, you know, something like, you know, conjuring up, having good wishes for someone you care about or for yourself, and maybe the opposite comes up for you. Maybe a feeling of anger or difficulty comes up for you. If that happens, it's okay. You're not doing this practice wrong. Whatever is arising in that moment is what needs to arise in that moment. In fact, these practices of the heart are both cultivation practices towards goodness and happiness and joy. Also, they're called purification practices. And what that means, what the purification means, is that there might already be some anger. Maybe you had something with your friend 10 years ago. Oh, hasn't quite been resolved yet. Oh, it'll come up. So it will be something that then you will hold with kindness. You will hold with care as much as you can, with acceptance, knowing that it needs to be there. You'll just hold it and allow it to be held in kindness. So then that becomes a part of your practice. Don't think like you're a failure or you're doing this wrong. And again, there'll be time for Q&A at the end. So with that, I'm not going to say much more, actually. I'll just lead you through a meditation today. Is that okay? Okay. So if you're here especially for the first time, this is the perfect time to get up and go and get more things to be comfortable, more cushions, blankets, whatever you need. Loving kindness starts with kindness to yourself. This is the first practice. This is a practice. Take it seriously. If you need something, the bottom of your feet, for your back, for your sit bones, get up and get something right now. This is the first practice of kindness to yourself. Yeah. What does my body need right now? Do I need something else to be comfortable? Can I sit like this for about 30 minutes? Okay, great. Okay. So having had that first practice of checking in with our body, what we need, getting what we need, now I'm going to ask you to actually move a little bit. Maybe if but your body allows you, move a little back and forth in your chair with having your awareness internally, Your eyes, I know, might be open or closed, doesn't matter. But just kind of feeling like, oh, what does this body need? Do I need to kind of stretch my arms for a moment? Do I need to, what does this body need? And then finding your center of gravity. And landing in your body, landing in this moment. Allowing your back to be straight. Not so much forcing your back to be straight, but imagining there is a magnet on top of your head, kind of gently pulling up. And you're straightening up vertebrae by vertebrae. And then inviting the rest of your body, your muscles, to relax, to soften. Allowing your hands to rest on your lap. If you're sitting on a chair, let the bottom of your feet to be touching the floor, not crossing your legs, so that your body has a sense of integrity. It does make a difference. And not slouching, sitting up. So you're sitting up and yet inviting all of the muscles in your body to soften and relax as much as possible. Softening your face, your forehead. Relaxing. Noticing if there's any tension in your forehead. We often hold a lot of tension in our face, as if meditation needs to happen with a lot of effort. Checking your forehead if it's tight, relaxing, softening. Relaxing and softening your jaw. It's another place we hold a lot of tension. Your neck, your shoulders. Moving down, moving your awareness, your attention down to your arms, upper arms, lower arms and hands. Softening, relaxing, and really feeling from the inside all of the parts of the body that I name. See if you can bring awareness, attention to them from the inside. Just gently embracing, touching them with your awareness. Touching your upper body, your chest, upper back, lower back, your abdomen. Gently touching it with your awareness from the inside. These areas from within. Bringing your awareness to your sit bones. The area of your body that touches the floor, the cushion, the chair. Feeling it from the inside, relaxing and softening, noticing if you're holding. Touching your legs, upper legs, lower legs, and feet. With your attention, your awareness. Relaxing and softening any parts of the body right now. Bringing awareness to the whole body, the entire body from the inside. And if there's any tension you notice anywhere, face, shoulders, arms, upper body, lower body, legs. Softening, relaxing, especially with the out-breath, with every out-breath. Letting go some more. Letting go of any tension, any holding, any tightness in this body. Sinking in more deeply. And with the next out-breath, asking yourself, can I land more deeply into this body? Can I soften and relax this body more? As you breathe out, surprise yourself that yeah, you can in fact settle in more deeply. Let go of more tension. Open up more and more. With every in-breath, allowing there to be more energy, more wakefulness to come in. With every out-breath, any tension dissipating, being let go of. And allowing the breath to move in and out. Naturally flowing in and out, whether it's shallow or deep, doesn't matter. Notice I'm not saying to breathe, because the breath breathes itself. There is no doing there with the breathing. It's just receiving what's already happening, just opening up and receiving this movement of the breath, receiving the sensations of breathing inside in your belly. The breath moving in and out on its own, like a gentle breeze. Calming and soothing. Every in-breath, every out-breath. Calming, soothing, like a lullaby. Just this in-breath. Just this out-breath. Sinking in more deeply with every breath. Now I'd like to invite you to bring to mind what we're going to call a circle of benefactors. These will be a number of people who care about you. They support you. They've been there for you. They could be people in your life right now, or people in the past. That you felt their goodwill, you felt their care. They could be friends, relatives, or teachers. They could be spiritual teachers. Perhaps people you haven't met, but their work, their writing, their lectures have impacted you, have been supportive to you. You can also invite archetypal figures into this circle of benefactors. Just choosing a handful of folks. The archetypal figures could be the Buddha or Jesus, doesn't matter. Anyone that represents kindness, goodwill, love. Maybe the Dalai Lama. Or maybe Martin Luther King or Gandhi. Or it could be a being of light that you invite, a being of light. Who loves and cares unconditionally, completely holding you, embracing you in love and care. Completely unconditionally, just because you are, you exist, you're a human being, you're deserving of their love and care. Regardless of whatever you have done or have not done, it doesn't matter. And not getting in your own way to judge yourself. Their love of this archetypal figure, perhaps this being of light, is completely unconditional. Completely unconditional. So seeing yourself, imagining yourself being held, receiving, being on the receiving end, as if rays of sunlight soaking up the sunlight, the sunshine of goodwill, love and care. And if judgment comes up that, oh, I don't deserve this, who are you to get in your own way of universal unconditional love? Simply nodding, thank you, I heard you. And letting that thought go. You don't have to believe it. And simply relaxing, softening, and receiving the rays, the sunshine of unconditional love. Being held, healing. You can imagine other people in your circle. You can bring them up in your mind's eye, one by one, if you wish, to really feel their care. Seeing them look at you with kind eyes, with eyes of care, with eyes of love, eyes of compassion. And let yourself be held in kindness. And then the next member of your circle soaking up, soaking in, as if a sponge. Getting out of your own way to just simply receive. And after you bring to your mind's eye each of the members of your circle, they can step back into the circle, then another member can come up so that you can see yourself being held in their care, being looked at with kind, loving eyes, caring eyes, with goodwill. Can take your time going through the members of your circle. And whenever, at any point, you wish you've gone through all the members, you can imagine them all around you, holding you. Holding you in love and care. Holding you in love and care. And as you look around the circle in your mind's eye, all around you, you see caring, loving eyes and goodwill coming towards you. You being held in it, held by it. Again, remember your circle can have people from your life, present, past, or could be made up of archetypal figures. It's all okay. Let yourself receive. And this might be challenging, receiving. And it's okay. Allow yourself to receive as much as possible, as much as available. You don't have to push it. And if it's difficult to receive, it's okay. It's okay. Just sit there in the circle. Trusting, knowing that the goodwill is there, no matter what. And allowing your heart to rest, relax in it. No pushing, no shooting for yourself. Just relaxing. And trusting. Just breathing in, breathing out. if that's what you need to go back to stabilize yourself, that's okay too. And if it feels nurturing, please do continue to see yourself in the circle, held in kindness all around you, in goodwill. You are worthy. You are worthy of care, of goodwill, of love, unconditionally. For this practice, it is okay to use your imagination. Maybe for some, it would be helpful to imagine the members of your circle coming up and holding you, giving you a hug. Maybe for some other gesture. Feel free to explore what works best for you. If at any point your mind starts to wander, it's okay. The way to support yourself would be to again bring up each member individually as clearly as possible in your mind's eye, what they look like, how they're looking at you. That can bring more energy into this practice. exploring on your own, maybe inviting other friends or colleagues to your circle, friends who have supported you in the past and been there for you. Feeling a sense of care, goodwill that's been available to you, that is available to you. That surrounds you, that we often take for granted. And for the last minute or two of this sitting period, I invite you to feel the field of goodwill that you're held in your circle, and letting the goodwill to radiate out of you. So it is a circle of giving and receiving, of goodwill, of care, of kindness, maybe of gratitude. And in this circle of giving and receiving of goodwill, where you're both receiving the goodwill and radiating it out, also including all the people in this room and their circles of benefactors, feeling the web of goodwill all around, and wishing well, a sense of kindness, goodwill, camaraderie for everyone here practicing with you, and people who have supported them to be here. Extensive network of support that is humanity. So, for the exercise, for the practice, for the interactive goodwill that I will lead you in a moment, I'm going to invite you, so I'm going to give very specific instructions as to what to do. So we're going to do this really as a practice, and often for the... in the past, for happy hours, people who have come, they have found as much benefit in the interactive practice as well as the silent practice, sometimes even more. If they were sleepy and if they fell asleep during the silent meditation, the interactive part, you know, brought more energy. So in a moment, we'll get into groups of size 4. And so the prompt is, how was this practice period for you? What was it like? You know, what did you discover? What was it like? And there are no right or wrong answers. If you say, I fell asleep through the whole thing, or I didn't like it, that's no problem. There's no right or wrong answer at all. It's really the process that's more important. So the content, know that first of all, you're speaking for yourself. You're speaking for your own benefit, to be held witness by others. You're not speaking to impress, to educate, to give a mini Dharma talk. It's none of that. You're just speaking for your own benefit, to be held witness by these other 3 human beings. Okay? So now I'll say more about the process. So it's in terms of practice of listening. I'll say more about talking in a minute. But first, listening, which is because you'll be listening 3 times and speaking once. So the listening is actually a very important part of this. See if you can listen while you're embodied. What does that mean? Can you feel part of your body? Can you feel your whole body? Can you listen with your whole body? Actually, let's practice now. As you're listening to me, let's start with, can you feel some part of your body as you're listening to me? Your hands, maybe your feet, maybe your bottom on the cushion. Can you feel it while you're listening to me at the same time? Yes? Not too complicated. It's pretty easy. You can feel your body and listen to me at the same time. Yeah, it's pretty straightforward. Okay? You all got some body part you can feel while listening? Yeah, pretty easy. Okay. Now, can you listen with your whole body as if your body was an organ of hearing? Don't try to figure it out. This is not a heady thing. Just see, what does it feel like to listen with your whole body? I can see you're doing it. Your body language just changed in this room. What it feels like to listen with your whole body, wholeheartedly. Okay? Great. Now, what if you were listening attentively, wholeheartedly, with kindness? As if the person who was speaking could say nothing wrong. They could say no wrong. You're just listening with kindness. What does that feel like? If you held a space of kindness while you were listening to another human being talking, what would that feel like if this was a sandbox? You were experimenting. Okay? All right. So in this exercise, as you're listening, you'll be listening as much as possible, embodied. You'll lose it. It's okay. You'll come back to it. You'll listen uninterrupted. You're not going to interrupt the person who's speaking. You're not going to say me too, oh, or ask them questions. It's a monologue. So you really need to observe your desire to interrupt, right? Or think about what you're going to say next. Notice all that. It becomes also a mindfulness practice, okay? So listening with kindness embodied. And as you're speaking, try to stay embodied, feeling your body while you speak, some part of your body, maybe your bottom. You'll lose it. Speaking tends to be harder to stay embodied. And again, speak from your heart, whatever you want to share, and you don't have to share anything you don't want to share. So respecting your whatever feels comfortable for you. Okay, so please go. Make groups of 3 or 4. Let's make a group. And it's best if you're on the same level, all chairs or all the floor. And if you came here with someone, please get into a group with other people, not with people you came with. Okay, go. And if you need people, raise your hand. We can do this pretty efficiently. Raise your hand if you need partners. If you're not in a group, raise your hand. Okay, look around as if people hand their hands up. Welcome back. So we have some time and for questions and comments about either the first part of the practice, the guided meditation, or the second part, the interactive. And we have a couple of mics, so please raise your hand, don't be shy. Yes. We'll do a relay.
Hi, my name is Ek. Just before coming here, my friend was asking me that how, so since I was growing up, I was kind of feeling that my heart is guiding me. So whenever I shared with people, they said, do you listen something from your heart? Is there a voice? So I really felt touched when you said listen through your body.
Mm-hmm.
So, listening with fully aware,
mm-hmm.
and that is kind of the language, how you can listen,
mm-hmm. yeah.
what your body is trying to
That's
say.
Right. Yeah.
So while I was in the circle, uh-huh. I was practicing that, because it really built words in my mind to do that. Otherwise, I was never able to put it in words, that you can listen with your body, whole
yeah.
body.
Yeah.
So it felt good when I was practicing in my
that.
Circle.
Yeah,
thank
lovely.
You.
Thank you. I love how you what you shared in terms of, you know, when you're listening with your whole body, you can listen internally, both to your own heart and also externally to other people's hearts. So it's an internal and external listening. It's more powerful. Thank you. What else? Questions, comments? Okay.
This morning I read, feeling at home in my existence.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided that's going to be my today's theme.
Uh-huh.
And here we are.
Yeah.
And it was very synchronicity today.
Lovely. Yeah, thank you. What else? Questions, comments? What came up for you? What worked? What didn't? Anything? Bring it on, please. Hold on.
Okay.
Mic is coming your way.
I'm done.
You're done? Okay. You like the openness of it. Okay, great. All right. Thank you. What else? Back there. There's Mike.
Thank you. It's actually what I needed most right now.
Hold a little closer.
Okay, I needed this meditation the most. I've never done a meditation where you actually visualize other people there.
Mm-hmm.
And the tone of it, you know, the unconditional love part was very much needed, and that's really what I needed. For instance, like, because I was been complaining to my significant other the lack thereof of affection, and I just wanted to be held, you know. I realized that stemmed back to when my early childhood, when mm-hmm. I had some issues with my own, you know, unconditional mm-hmm. loving mother, mm-hmm. you know. And so that's been really on my mind lately. So as I come in today to this meditation, it was just almost like it was meant to be. So the people there, you know, it became more awkward, I guess, as more mm-hmm. people came.
Mm-hmm.
And I really had to pull out there. But a lot of people were there mm-hmm. that I didn't realize cared mm-hmm. as much as I thought I did. They did. There was a little bit of like those the moments where, you know, it was all unconditional love and I felt
yeah.
free and flowing. But then,
yeah.
but it was short. And actually, I'm realizing that I don't really desire the affection as much affection as I thought I did. So, anyways, and then the listening with your whole body, that is definitely something new to me that I thank you for. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Really appreciate what you shared. So, a couple of things I wanted to point out. One is know that this practice, this is available to you all the time, right? You don't have to come to IMC to do this. The sense of unconditional love and holding yourself in it, filling your own cup, filling the cup of your heart with your own love. It's, you know, this is a creative visualization. And by the way, mindfulness, there's a lot of just seeing what is. There's no visualization. Practices of the heart, metta, loving kindness, compassion, etc., there is creativity, there's visualization to kind of prime the heart, to kind of feel the love and the care, to cultivate it more, to get the muscles strong. So know that this feeling of love for yourself, because that's essentially what you were feeling, right? You were feeling other people's love for you, which you were conjuring it up in your own mind. It's available. It has been there all your life. It is there, right? We just don't turn our mind to it. So inviting it to be there, oh, it's just so nourishing. Wow, I am loved. There are these people who care about me. They've cared about me. Wow, what richness. What beauty, right? So it's available to you anytime. Also, the audio recording is available on Audio Dharma anytime. That's another thing. But and also, you can design it any way that works for you. It could just be one benefactor. It could be one or two or three. It could be a whole crowd, a whole village surrounding. Like whatever works for you at a given time. Yeah, thank you. We have one more comment, please. It's on. You have to hold it close. Is it? But maybe it's not.
Now it's on.
Now you're on. Okay.
I found the listening with the whole body very powerful, and your instruction to listen without the intent to respond is very effective. Because so, for example, I found it much easier to remember people's names, which is normally a thing that I would have difficulty with, but without shutting off that, you know, how am I going to respond to this person, like that inner dialogue of how am I going to respond.
Yeah.
By focusing on the body, it was a great sort of switch.
Nice.
Yeah.
It is powerful to listen with your whole body and not have to think about what next. It actually frees you up the way it freed you up, that you could remember people's names. And goodness knows what else could be freed up when that worry and, you know, that's not there. It is powerful.
And then, I mean, afterward, you still have plenty of time to think about a response if you wanted to.
Right.
You have to be doing that work in the moment.
Isn't
the way that
we do. Interesting?
Yeah.
Isn't that an interesting realization? It's pretty wild. And this practice you do was just a few minutes, but just to realize that and take that to your family, to your friends. Play that on for size. See how the interactions might change, how they might change when you interact with them. Cool. So, it is 7 o'clock. We have come to the end of the hour. I told you we'll go pretty quickly. Thank you so much for coming to IMC to practice, both for yourself and for the sake of all the people whose lives you touch, you come in contact with. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free, including ourselves. Be well.